Splash! A large rock hit the water nearby.
He'll change! He'll change!
A voice echoed eerily.
You fool! Still following me!
Briony whirled and looked upward. Vale was standing on a ledge behind them, the luminescent light playing oddly across his face. He waved a crimson paw at them and vanished into a dark crack in the cave wall. Briony clambered over the wet rocks with Toggart following. She shouted as she made her way to the spot where Vale had been.
Wait! Vale! Please wait for us! He's alive, Toggart! I knew it!
The crack turned out to be a concealed entrance to a winding tunnel. Hurriedly, the two friends pursued Vale into the dank, musty darkness. The young ferret crouched in a niche, hidden from Briony and Toggart. They dashed by, bumping and stumbling, blindly trying to catch up, as they thought, with Vale. Sniggering silently to himself, the ferret listened to their footpaws recede down the dark tunnel. It had been easy to trick them. He made his way back out onto the ledge, intending to run off and leave them searching the winding tunnel for him. Then he noticed the slab. It was a broad, heavy oblong of rock, precariously perched higher up on the brink of another ledge. Vale climbed nimbly up to it and found that he only had to lean on the slab and it rocked. Rubbing his paws together delightedly, he began rocking the big flat piece of stone. The harder he pressed and jerked both paws on it, the more it rocked. With a groan, it slid forward and downward a little. Vale could hear Briony and Toggart calling him. They were obviously coming back to the tunnel entrance. He jumped wildly on the tilting rock, bouncing up and down for all he was worth. The rock wobbled perilously on the brink of the ledge, inching forward. Then it went altogether. Vale threw himself from the teetering slab, sitting down hard on the ledge. He watched the stone slip over the edge. It slid down, stopping only when it reached the lower ledge, blocking the crack that formed the tunnel entrance. The ferret's face was a picture of fiendish delight as he climbed down to survey his work. The slab was wedged immovably into the crack, sealing the tunnel. He leaned his back against it, laughing.
Now try and follow me, Abbey Oafs!
He could hear the frantic scratching from the other side of the slab. Briony's voice was shocked and reproving.
Vale, what have you done? Let us out of here, please!
The young ferret turned and walked away.
Why don't you try moving it with kindness? Goodbye, and good riddance to both of you!
That was neatly done.
A big lean ferret, surrounded by a score or more heavily armed vermin, stood poor on sword hilt watching Vale. He came forward, walking around the young ferret, inspecting him curiously from ear to footpaw.